Blog Talk Radio.
It is summertime, it is hot, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports, and we're going to talk about some of those things this evening to anybody who wants to call in and give their opinions on what's going on in the world of sports. You can do that by calling 646-652-4479. As I am an Atlanta fan, this period of time is 30 minutes, so I'm going to be talking. It's going to be dedicated mostly to Atlanta-related items. However, for those who want to call in, you can talk about anything you want, as long as it's sports-related. Don't care. As it is June, you know, the NBA Finals are going on. Sunday night, we all experienced one LeBron James doing what he was supposed to do after what happened in Game 1. Pretty much should have expected it. However, of course, you have the other. Let's see, how can I explain this? What's the other word I was going to use? Scenarios that are coming up in the midst of LeBron had to play that well just for them to win. What's up with the team at this point? Because really, at this point, San Antonio, and I saw it mentioned today, hasn't really played the best yet, and they could have won that game playing sorry. Okay, and it took 35, 37, whatever points it was from LeBron to keep them in that game, basically at a certain point. So what's going to happen in Game 3? Never know. It's going to be an important game. We all know that. It's going to be interesting. As far as the Atlanta Hawks go, the draft is in a few weeks. Who are they going to draft? We have all kind of scenarios at that 15th pick, and now certain people are saying we should trade it. All kind of good stuff there. So who are we going to get? Are we going to get a superstar free agent this year? Is this the year? Is this 2 years after removing Joe and Josh out of the mix? Are we going to get someone now to help get us over the top? Turning to soccer really quick, the World Cup is this week. And if anyone don't know by now, you have the coach of the U.S. soccer team point blank saying the U.S. team has no shot in the world to win. And a lot of people say on one hand it's a ploy to get them motivated, which I just don't buy, because who says that in the real world? And the other half of it is he really don't think that it can win. My whole thing is, well, why even bother? Why even make the trip? You know, that's an expense that could have went somewhere else. And the biggest part of that is now is really going to look at the fact that they left Landon Donovan off the team, the face of the team, the one who has been the most productive over a period of time. And I guess with that part of it, you know, if he's hurt, okay, fine. But if he's not hurt, he can actually play, even if you didn't want to start him, even if you didn't like him or nothing, or whatever, put him on the bench. Let him come off, you know, and let him give them a shot to score a goal. That's what it comes down to. I know these three teams are supposed to play in their bracket or whatnot, supposed to be really, 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 really tough. All the more reason it doesn't make sense to not have probably your best player. Plus, too, again, support of the team goes when you have your star there. Now we have nobody there that nobody knows who's going to watch. I'm probably not. That's terrible, but that's what it is. The Braves, I kind of joked tonight how the Braves had got their two runs. I think they're in the seventh inning now, up 2-1 against the Rockies, how got a base hit, and someone stole a base, and someone knocked in the run, and they scored another run. They got two runs. You know, I almost ran off the road when I heard all that, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, wait, stolen a base? Really? Runners were scoring position? What's really going on there in Atlanta? Falcons, I kind of posted on my radio show page, are the Falcons going 16-0? I called it. Okay, between defense and offense and all the other players that are coming back from injury next year, the Falcons are pretty stacked. You know, they have all the positions actually covered for once. And you never thought that would ever happen. We've been waiting basically 30 years for it to happen, where they have to keep people on defense, keep people on offense, keep people on special teams. They're you know, barring injuries, I'll go ahead and curse them again, I guess, but you can't have more injuries than they did last year. They went 4-12, but six of their games were within 4 points or less, which means they could easily at least went 8-8, truth be told. And Matt Ryan still threw for 4,000 yards. So all those things being said, what do you think? What you got comments on? You got a favorite team out there you want to talk about? As I said, I am an Atlanta fan, so most of my talk tonight is going to be about Atlanta, so deal with it. If you're not scared, call in 646-652-4479. Right now I'm going ahead and take a little quick break and see who calls in. Also, if you're following online, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. I do appreciate it. Definitely listen to the show. And we'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home, being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full on the regular hashtag. You better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back on the air. Quick little break. I was just checking to see if I had anybody on the chat line, and I do not as of yet. Actually, I haven't launched it, so I'll see if I'll launch it later. Definitely check out my personal website, www.imtnworldwide.com, where you can see a lot about my main company, Innovative Model and Talent Management. A quick promo, if you are in the Tennessee area and you know someone, a young lady that is aspiring to do something on the talent side, modeling, acting, all that kind of good stuff, have her get in touch with Majida Giddens there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Her company, Majida Models and Talent, is a new company that started in April, and she helps people do just that, get started. So you can give her a call, 404-500-8809. You can tell her Chris from Innovative Modeling and Talent Management recommended and referred you. Again, that's Majida Models and Talent. Her website is MajidaModelsAndTalent.com, all one word. And her phone number is 404-500-8809. That will be my first plug of the night. Back to sports. My take on the whole LeBron Crampgate everything is, at the end of the day, he's a pro athlete who is one of the higher paid athletes in the world. He's also claimed as the best athlete in the world, and how can you be the best athlete in the world and get cramps in game one of the finals? I don't see a prevalence of that happening over the last 50 years of NBA finals. We definitely don't see we don't have any footage of anybody getting carried off the court with a cramp. Not Bill Russell, not Wilt Chamberlain, not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, not Michael Jordan, not Magic Johnson, not Isaiah Thomas. It hasn't happened. Hakeem Olajuwon, can I keep going? I haven't seen it. So the only criticism I have is the principle of your health. They were off for a week. Nobody on the other two teams got cramps. And it was almost kind of, not brushed aside, but almost, I almost want to say jokingly by Bosch and some of the other players, just even on the Heat in regards to the conditions and whether or not they got cramps or could have gotten cramps or whatever, how it affected them or whatnot. But again, one of them even mentioned, they played outside for years in the Heat, almost dead. For hours. And then I mentioned, of course, I play for 3 hours every Sunday. I don't get cramps because guess what? I stretch and I drink water. Pretty simple. That's just me, though. And the NBA game is only 48 minutes long. Okay? And he hadn't played for a week. So, you know, what's up with that? I don't know. Don't get it. Doesn't matter now because probably never going to have those conditions again. But, hey, why not risk a fine and just not have air conditioning? I mean, hey, if it works, don't fix it. Just saying, for the year 2014-2015 season, there's going to be a lot of arenas have mysteriously broken air conditioners next year. And all of a sudden, the Miami Heat, if he stays on the Heat, will be like 20-50 because of air conditioning problems. That's going to be so sad. Anyway, back to the Hawks. I mentioned on the Atlanta Hawks fan page, shout out to Carlos, my thoughts in regards to the draft in general, what the Hawks are going to do with the pick, what the Hawks are going to do with free agency. A lot of my thoughts are kind of on the side of standing pat based off of who we have coming back next year as far as players who we know are not going to be on this team next year, Aeon for one, of course, right off the jump. Lou is a question mark only because of how he performed overall. Whether or not he was still hurt or not, I don't think it even really matters anymore. I'm looking at John Jenkins coming in and taking that spot and even possibly being in the shooting guard, which would move Kyle to the bench, which would give us firepower off the bench consistently because that's another issue. You know, once the five starters come off the bench, you know, are we still consistent on offense? We need that. Whether or not we keep Paul Millsap or Al, you know, trading one of the two, or if we keep them, who's going to be on the bench? Of course, that would be Paul for me, which strengthens the bench once again. It's not going to be no lackadaisical offense if you got Cal Culver and Paul coming off the bench. Okay? Then, center position, of course. I say Afro needs to have the shot of playing the five, which puts Al at the four, okay, and see how that rolls. Why not at least try it? We've tried what we have, and we're not getting no further. So what's wrong with trying him at the four where he can be dominant at that position and let BB get his 10 and 10 or whatever he's going to get? And I always say this, I've been saying this from the get-go, he's going to try to block every shot. He's going to try every rebound because he don't know no better. These other lackadaisical sons of bees don't know nothing, except for Elton Brand, which it'll be cool if he can come back. We'll see. You know, we have Musk coming back. Musk is going to be a double-double person, too, I believe, if he gets the minutes. We have him coming off the bench as well. And then you still have Peril, which I really think if somehow or another we can get rid of him, this would be the time to do it. He has some kind of value as a rookie, 31 years old. Go ahead and trade him. As far as the draft goes, you're looking at the future. I say between, you know, what we have as Junkyard is there, you got to bring Mike Scott back. I still say he should get a chance to start. We'll see. But if not, you know, you're drafting a player that is going to be here for the next 10 years plus, right? So I lean towards, yeah, you could go and look for that dynamic shooting guard if it gets down to it, to be that potential star, okay? You could draft a small forward, okay, one that will be a project, okay? You're not going to draft a big at this point, right? Because you have, like, six of them. So you shouldn't do that. If they do that, I'll just be shocked, really. Unless it's like Patrick Ewing or somebody, okay, which we know that doesn't exist in this draft. So you're really looking at, you know, unless you're going to do something with Dennis, you don't believe Dennis is going to be here, you draft another point guard. That's the only other viable thing I think they could do possibly is go that route. No one has mentioned that. That's because we have T.E.T. signed, you know, Mac, he'll probably be back, I think. So are you going to play a two-three guard set as far as the PG position goes or what? So those are just some of my thoughts. I mean, I'm looking at this draft, and, you know, people also are talking about drafting up, and I just don't feel comfortable with those top five guys. Some of them, however they mix up, there's only one or two of them I really think could be viable. But just for how the team is consisted now, and then depending on the free agent part of things, I think we need to try to go with the best player that would suit this offense and defense, okay, and not have no open holes, because that's where we got bit. You know, besides the injuries, we still have these lulls in the offense where a quarter will go by and we have half a point. That can't happen no more. A lot of that is because of the bench. Some of that was because of, inconsistency. You know, unfortunately. But a lot of these issues are going to get fixed when Al comes back by default. John Jenkins, if he's fully healthy, he's going to hit shots. He's open, he's going to hit shots. All right, you got Kyle coming back. He's going to hit all his shots. He proved that. If Jeff really actually does buck up and be like the Teague that we saw at the end of the year and dominate, you know, as long as he's on the floor, we're always scoring points. We're always moving the ball. Then it's a matter of who the bench squad is going to be. Like I said, I believe we're going to, and plus too, we're going to have a whole another year of Bud. You know, we're going to have a whole summer of Bud. You know, I think that's going to be a big deal too. He sees what the deficiencies are. He's going to coach them up. We're going to have, you know, that spur south that people keep kind of jokingly say, but I think it's true. I mean, you've been taught by one of the greatest coaches of all time. Team ball wins, you know. It is team sport at the end of the day, right? So what are your thoughts? I'm talking because no one's called in, and I think all these people in the Atlanta Hawks Nation page, I'm really kind of expecting them to call in. I even tried to, you know, go to the person about talking about soccer. I'm like, well, if you call in, we'll talk about it. You don't want to do it. He's probably listening in. Maybe they'll give him a call in, 646-652-4479. Talking about sports and playing sports, it's important when you're playing to, we talked about stretching and things of that nature. Having supplemental products to help you with that sometimes is a good thing as far as recovery, things of that nature. I myself am on a program of products right now. I'm 38. So I've been trying to stay on the basketball court as long as I possibly can. I don't want to retire unless I have to. I went up to Atlantic City a few weeks ago, and I messed up my ankle somehow. That boardwalk is a B, walking up and down it. And I think I just messed it up really bad. I didn't play for 2 weeks, and then the third week I felt okay enough to where I wanted to test it. And that's because of a product I was taking called Hi-Fi Edge. I was able to start getting full movement of my ankle again where I was almost limping every day for 2 weeks, okay? My knees, I've had bad problems with my knees over the last few years. I actually hurt myself really bad, though, had to go to rehab. And so ever since that day, almost 15 years ago, I've had some issues with my knee and then the other knee eventually because I'm always overcompensating. But this product is helping me out. I'm on the court. I can play for hours at a time now. I'm not sore like I used to be. You know, it used to take me 4 or 5 days to recover from, you know, a day of basketball. Now I could play back-to-back days. I've not been able to do that since I was, you know, young, okay? So if you would like to know more about that product that I'm taking, you could always give me a call directly, 706-393-8426. I'll tell you all about it, give you the information, give you the website. It's pretty good stuff. I'm actually on the weight loss program, too, because I need to lose about 10 pounds. Lost a few inches. I keep cheating, y'all. I've been bad with my working out and everything. But I'm doing pretty good with it. There's others around me, along with my family members, that are on it, too. I just had to give out a shameless plug on some stuff on the sports side and activities, just being healthy. If you didn't know, you know, the United States is still the largest nation when it comes to obesity, and there are people dying out there. If you know someone who's overweight, need to help them. All right, back to sports. Let's see, I've talked a lot of Hawks. I've talked a lot of Falcons. Actually, I haven't talked that much Falcons. I'm going to talk a little bit of Braves, and since no one's calling in, I'm going to go ahead and throw some Braves talk out there for a minute. The Atlanta Braves is my team. They've been my team since 1989, back in the Dale Murphy era, you know, right into his last year, and Dave Justice replaced him or whatnot. And it comes down to it, you know, you can have an atmosphere of, you know, having the best pitching, but for so long. And I know we've had change of ownership in regards to the whole spending money debacle and things of that nature, but when it comes down to it, you know when you don't score runs. You know when you don't have bats in the lineup because there's a box score. And at the end of the day, when a lineup is not working for a period of time, if your manager is not functional enough to want to adjust it drastically, there's a problem, okay? Because at the very worst, at least Bobby Cox will move stuff around. He did it. He didn't care. He's Bobby Cox. That's why he won so many games. Freddie won 94 games last year, but some of that is a little bit now by default. We can kind of tell that now, all right? And the crazy thing about it is he still did that without two bats because BJ wasn't hitting last year, and of course we all know Edler wasn't hitting. So now we're really seeing what's going on because all those players that was hitting last year ain't hitting crap this year now on top of BJ, and Ugla's not even starting anymore. We have issues. We got some of the best pitching in the National League again, and we can't put runs on the board. Let's find out who's winning this Rocky game real quick, see if the Braves are still in it, hopefully. I'll just talk about baseball. Let's find out. So you can get up-to-the-minute scores here on my radio show, all right? And the score is, and everything's going slow. Uh-oh, top of the ninth, 3-1 Atlanta. We have three runs, people, three runs. But look at that, Colorado only has one run still, pitching again. And plus we have the best, I mentioned this the other night, it would be a shame to place the best closer in baseball again for the fact that we can't score runs. It's very frustrating. Why can't we score four runs a game every game? Why? What's the reason? Okay? Because if we score four runs a game with Kimbrough back there, we should win 100 games every year. We're capable of doing that. How we go from 94 to pacing 70 right now, as far as I can tell, maybe 80, just because we can't score runs. We're in too many run-producing situations where we can't scratch. And it's not cool anymore, and I wish somebody would do something about it. I don't know what we can do this late in the date now. You know, baseball, we don't really trade. You know, so if you don't do what you're going to do in the offseason, you have pretty much what you're going to have all season, right? So does anybody have any suggestions on the Braves lineup, 646-652-4479. You can call in, say what you want about that. I guess I'll go back to the Falcons real briefly. I'm excited about the season on the basis of we have a running game, I think, again, because we have an offensive line finally. People coming back in the draft and free agency. Our defensive line is better now. Our linebacking crew, we're going to have all of our linebackers back, along with our second-year player, what's his name? Well, y'all know who he is. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I'm sorry. We have our defensive back. We have safeties. Like I said, we have a return game that's going to be awesome this year. And then we have our two receivers coming back to help Matt out again. So, you know, all across the board, I think this is the year that for once we can put everything together for 16 games and go to the Super Bowl. If they don't do it this year, they're never going to do it. That's how I'm feeling right now. They're break it up. Trade Julio and Roddy. If we can't get it done this year, I think this regime, you know, they're already on notice because none of them are signed as far as upper management and whatnot. And you got the new stadium coming on. You know, by the time it's open, I think Matt will be a little, 30, 31, somewhere in there. So it won't block he'd be old or anything. You know, you got quarterbacks playing until they're 40 now. It doesn't matter as far as the age goes, as long as they have the arm. Brett Favre proved that, right? But we need to be able to open that stadium with a ring or at least a few NFC championships. You know, we can't do what we've been doing. It's to that point now, even for me. You know, and I've been an Atlanta Falcon fan since, 1988, I think. You know, so it's been a minute. You know, to go all those years, win one year, lose the next year, win one year, that was just the most almost impossible thing that you could ever think of. How can the team just go for a couple of decades and never have back-to-back winning seasons? That's just silly, right? And now we got used to winning, but then we couldn't get over the hump, right? Then we had last year, which is the most disastrous year ever, as far as I'm concerned. But we always usually follow up a bad year with a pretty good year. And this will be really nice if, you know, to beat out, you know, of course, our rivals in the NFC South, but to really kind of show up everybody in the NFC to be like, look, like for real, we better than y'all. And that's what I just need to see. I need to see that this year. So 2 minutes left. It looks like we have a whole bunch of scaredy cats who didn't want to call in for some reason. But for those who were not going to call in but just wanted to listen, I do appreciate y'all, but I really expected some people to talk about LeBron James, Hawks, the draft, Braves, the Hawks, the draft, the Falcons, soccer. Heck, I would have even talked the French Open. The Nadal wins again. How he keep winning all of these matches? How many is that for him now? I think, five, I think, or something crazy? It's the bottom of the ninth. Braves are still winning 3-1. Fingers crossed on that, huh? Let's see, what else can I throw out there that I make sure I hadn't missed anything, or at least the stuff that I was going to talk about. Let's see, Falcons 16-0. If you sign as a free agent. Okay, I didn't really mention that a lot. I broached it. we're not getting LeBron James. So who else? I know people talk Melo. I don't want Melo. Melo is a bum. Y'all know I like to talk about bums. Melo is close to being a bum. Is y'all just don't even know it yet. But who else is out there that we can, not just financially, but work it in regards to everything else that will come into the Atlanta market as far as a free agent goes? And will it matter? That's my concern, because you're signing that person for at least 6 years probably. You know, that's a lot of money. It looks like the show is going to be over in a little bit. I am going to go ahead and start signing off. Please check out www.imtmworldwide.com. Find out more about my company, my different Facebook pages, my fan page, Twitter, all that kind of good stuff. Again, if you know someone who is in Tennessee, and they're trying to get started in the entertainment business of some sort, hit up Majida Giddens, MajidaModelsAndTalent.com. And, of course, if you want to talk to me directly for business matters, 706-393-8426. Until the next show, I will talk to y'all later. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Go Hawks.